Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and today we have Nitro Nitra on the line to discuss her recent performance at Masquerade in Philadelphia. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. Excited to talk to you. I've got to tell you, as we went through the day on Thursday, there were a lot of new artists that I'd never heard of before, and your show really blew me away. So I'm excited to hear about the history of, you as an artist and your band, and share that with my listeners and viewers of my website.
Absolutely. Well, first off, thank you so much. Like, we had an absolute blast. So I am originally from Wilmington, Delaware. So I've been singing since I was a kid. But as you grow up, then you get lost for a period. So it was back in 2019. I said, enough is enough. I had been on this like loop of going around in circles of like not living my dreams, going in and out of rehab, doing this, doing all things in life that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I said, enough is enough. It's time for me to live the life of my dreams. And then that's when I became the superhero of my own life. So 2019 happened, made the decision, and then I created this visual album called Unearth, which is all about the birthing of myself and like going from external to internal work and then really doing that work. And when I launched that, then I got a band, then we started touring because I had always wanted to rock out. So when I finally got that band and I did the releasing of that first album, I said, okay, now it's time for me to rock out. So we've been rocking ever since. So that was 2020, 2021, we've been touring, and then 2022 is when we did the TV show called the American Song Contest on NBC, and we rocked out there. That's where we are now. So it has been an absolute wonderful journey, and just being able to finally get to rock out, which I've been wanting to do since I was a kid. So now to like finally be able to do that and have a rock band is a dream come true within itself.
So you've got to tell me more about this American Song Contest. I don't have cable TV, but when I did my interview with Brad prior to the event, he told me that you had been on NBC. So how did that happen?
So I just came off of a regional tour with the band, and I'm in my house and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what's next. So I was kind of having a downer day. So I said, you know what? Let me go skate. So I got my skates and I went to go skate around my house, and I'm going down this hill and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to fall. So I like panic. So I grab a hold of this boulder and I fall, right? So now I'm like bruised and I'm having this horrible day. And then in my earphones, I hear, girl, stop your crying. It'll be all right. And it's Phil Collins, You'll Be in My Heart, right? So now I'm feeling better because I'm like, oh, the universe is talking to me. So I go in the house, look at my phone, and then I see, hey, we think you would be a great fit for this new show that's coming out on NBC called the American Song Contest. Please submit some of your songs. So I did that, went through the casting process, and we were chosen. So that experience was just unbelievable, to get to meet Snoop Dogg, Kelly Clarkson, and all the rest of the artists on the show. And what I liked about us, when we had our set on the third episode, like, I got tweets saying, wow, Wow. How did Nitro rock harder than most of the rock bands?
Right.
Or thank you, Nitro, for showing us that rock and roll isn't dead, you know? So that right there was like, yes! That made it all worth it. So, I mean, if anyone still wants to catch the show, it is on NBC's app. So you can download the app, and we are on the third episode towards the end. But it was a dream come true, absolutely. And if you want to get your feet wet, that's how you want to get your feet wet, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I was expecting more of a pop artist, you know, when you came out on stage, and you were rocking out for sure. And you dance too. Have you ever, you know, formally learned dance, or is that just, you know, your thing?
Yeah. I would say I took a few classes as a child, but, really, it's more like a channeling. So when I'm dancing, I'm just really just letting the music run through me, and it's more so of an electricity.
Yeah.
And just like body movements. But I used to teach Zumba years ago, so I could always naturally dance. But when that rock hits, it's like more of a of an awakening, and then I'm possessed, and then the energy just takes over. So it's great.
Awesome. So tell me about your band. I didn't get to meet anybody from the band. It sounds like you guys are a unit. Like, this is a group that you've been touring with. Tell us about the members of the band.
Yeah. So the band actually started out with myself and with Jimmy Church. He's one of the guitarists. And him and I used to do an acoustic thing. And we would just write songs, go to open mics, write songs. So then once we had that, and then I launched the EP, I knew that it was time to get a band. So I originally was with a band called The Cosmic Vibe. But, you know, as time goes on and then things change, I have this band, which is more of the rock version of the band, called The Kingsmen. So we have Jimmy Church, who has always been with me, and we have Donnie B. He's on the keys, and we have Miz. He's on the bass. And then we have Ray. He's on the drums. And then we have Sean. He's the lead guitarist. So it's been a journey. And believe it or not, that was the actual Kingsmen, all of us as a unit, first gig.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was on tour with the Cosmic Vibe, but with the Kingsmen, this was our first gig. So, yeah.
Very cool. Now, I heard from my friend Bobby that you guys have been working on a music video, and saw a little preview, some photos from your shoot. Tell us a little bit about that. What's the song title, and when can we expect to see the video?
Oh my gosh! So I'm so excited for this, because this song is called Walk Into the Sun, because for the most part, my songs have been about where I've been, you know, like that somber feel, you know, pain, you know, all of that. But this song is more about where I am now. So this song shows our sunnier disposition. So with that being said, it's like more of a pop rock feel, but still rocking out. And it's called Walk Into the Sun. It's Nitro, Nitra, and the Kingsmen featuring Genesis Z, who is a phenomenal artist and producer who actually produced the song. So that is actually coming out 9/9. So okay. I'm so excited because the video is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory meets Alice and Wonderland. So fans can expect colors and parallel realities and a good time.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm very excited to see it. I saw a few photos and it looks very cool.
Yeah, and Bobby's in it. I've been working with Bobby. He's like one of my best friends and a great motivator and just a great human being altogether. And yeah, he's been so supportive and he's been a big part of this song as well. So shout out to Bobby Dreher.
Awesome. So tell us what's next for you guys. Are you planning a tour, new album? What can we expect in the next year or so?
So for me, it is really about getting out this music that I've wanted to release for years and years. And I'm finally at a point in my life where I can release it.
Okay.
So since the first release was like more of a concept album that encompassed all genres, I want to make sure now that I release all of my rock stuff. So I'm pretty much focused on that and the studio. And as far as live events, we are actually opening up on 9/9, same day as the release of the single, for The Fifth Dimension.
Cool.
At a theater called Sellersville. So okay. We're opening up for them, which is in itself an honor and a dream come true, because they are legends, you know?
Right.
So we're opening up for them on 9/9, and then after that, on 9/18, I'm releasing the music video, and then on November 5th, we are headlining at the Queen. And for the rest of the year, we're just in the studio getting that music out. So when 2023 comes, it'll be touring. It'll be all of the music, because all of the music will be out at that point, you know?
Very cool. Well, I hope you make it over to the west side of Pennsylvania and see us here in Pittsburgh when you hit the road. Very cool. So tell us where people can... Where can people find out more about your music? Obviously social and your website. Any other places we should point them?
Yeah, so the website is www.nitronitra.com. Go there, check us out, read the bio, download music. All of that good stuff. Sign up for the fan club so that you will know when we are actually in your area, because you have to come and see us live, because it is a whole experience and events. So you can find us there also. Instagram, Nitro Nitra. Facebook, Nitro Nitra. TikTok, Nitro Nitra. Everywhere, Nitro Nitra.
Excellent.
Coming towards a city near you with high energy. So if you want to come to a show and feel alive and get into the vibes, I'm telling you right now, you have to come out, because it is so fun.
I would second that. Definitely enjoyed your set at Masquerade. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm excited to see more.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to me on your show. I love this. So honored. So thank you.